Business, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Milton has already strengthened into a Category 4 storm. Its maximum sustained winds now 150 miles an hour and headed toward the Tampa Bay area. Landfall expected Wednesday.
It comes after Hurricane Helene made landfall south of Tallahassee just 11 days ago, causing widespread damage into the Appalachian Mountains, killing at least 230 people across six states. Crews are quickly trying to clean up tons of debris from that storm before Milton hits. In western North Carolina, President Biden has ordered another 500 active duty troops to join the nearly 8,000 helping with storm recovery.
ABC's Andrew Dimpert. Israel marking 1 year since Hamas attacks of October 7th, which left nearly 1,200 Israelis dead. Today, Israeli tanks rumbling into northern Gaza for the third time since the war began, airstrikes hitting a mosque and a school. The Nobel Prize in Medicine has been awarded to two American scientists who discovered microRNA, which could lead to new ways of detecting and treating diseases. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump in Wisconsin for the fourth time in 8 days. He held a campaign rally yesterday in Juneau.
I'm putting everything on the line to fight for you, and we're going to fight for you, and we're all going to win together. It's going to be the greatest win in the history of our country. I believe that.
There's less than a month before the election. The latest Marquette poll has Kamala Harris with a 4-point lead. A new radioisotope facility to treat people with cancer is open in Beloit. North Star Medical Radioisotopes plans to produce 1.5 million doses each year for cancer treatment. The company calls itself the first in the United States to have commercial-scale multi-radioisotope production and radiopharmaceutical manufacturing in the same location. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. Madison police are still looking at last word for whoever is responsible for a shooting near the intersection of Gilman and State Streets early Sunday morning. One person landed in the hospital. They're expected to recover. Police say they recovered evidence from the scene. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Madison Police Department. You can also call in an anonymous tip to Madison Area Crime Stoppers. There are only a few days left for the State Street Pedestrian Mall experiment. The 400, 500, and 600 blocks have been closed to all non-emergency vehicle traffic since May. The idea is to let pedestrians and bicyclists move more freely. That will officially end on Wednesday the 30th. The city's been gathering feedback about the pedestrian mall experiment all summer to see whether the pedestrian mall should be made permanent. There's a survey you can take online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tome Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Packers beat the Rams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams in L.A. Jordan Love with two touchdown passes in the second half to take the lead.
We leave a lot of plays out there, and then we make some really good plays as well. So, I think it just comes down to consistent execution.
The Packers improved to 3-2 and host the Cardinals on Sunday. The Rams head into the bye with a disappointing 1-4 record. Quarterback Matthew Stafford.
Our defense did a great job stepping up in the second half, made some plays to get us chances to get the ball back late in the game. We shouldn't do quite enough with it.
College football, the Badgers with a decisive win over Purdue 52-6 over the weekend. Up next, they play Rutgers. Luke Fickell on what he saw from running back Darian Dupree.
That right there, you kind of see like, oh, there's two guys on him, and he's pretty close to breaking that thing clean open. I think that it's pretty bright in that room with some of those guys.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a bit of a fall-like start on the way this week, but we're going to warm it back up into the low 80s by late week. Today, mostly sunny, high today of only 64. Tonight, 41. Tomorrow, sunshine, 70. By Wednesday, sunny, high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work, they will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, but give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke joins us. We're going to talk about sheep with dreadlocks. And we'll wrap up the hour with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
The Republicans that are demonstrating their fealty to Donald have something that they want as a result if, God forbid, Trump ends up winning the election. But there are also a slew of Republicans that are not asking for the same thing, that they do not want to just put this thing in the past, that they want to see the United States, they want to see unity in the United States and start getting rid of the chaos and the divisiveness so that we can all work together for, you know, mutual benefits. This is very different than what Donald Trump is saying. Donald Trump continues with that bombastic, with the rhetoric of divisiveness and hate.
Thank you, Michael Cohen. Who said, for the sake of the nation's safety and stability, I urge my fellow veterans not to vote for Donald Trump. He is unfit to return to the presidency. He is not a disaster waiting to happen. He is a disaster that has already happened.
Muttermore and Boot.
That would be retired U.S. Navy Admiral Steve Abbott. How many more warnings do we need? Here's one more, Michael Cohen.
And the big warning that I want people to understand is when Donald Trump says something, stop sane washing it. Stop trying to make it into something which has some normalcy to it. What he says he intends to do. And when he turns around and says, Jen, to, you know, like the head of this network or other people who are critics, that he intends to use SEAL Team 6 or the military within which to round up his critics or his opponents, he intends to do it.
Chris,
yes.
Who said what January 6th shows us is that there is not an ounce of compassion in Donald Trump. He is petty. He is vindictive. He is cruel. Donald Trump is not fit to lead this good and great nation.
Mr. Spacely.
No, that was Liz Cheney from her fantastic speech last week. Chris.
Mr. Spacely and Liz Cheney are kind of alike.
Who said black men, we got to get them out to vote? That's number one. Kamala's opponent promised a lot of things last time to the black community that he did not deliver on, and we got to make sure we help black men understand that.
Dick Dastardly.
No, that was Magic Johnson and his fantastic endorsement.
Yep. Kareem as well.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Francis would have been confused.
Yeah, that's true.
Francis doesn't know. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Okay. this is the line to get into the Harris rally in Flint, Michigan. I don't know if you saw that. Holy cow. The rally is just opened with Magic Johnson endorsing, introducing her. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar will also be endorsing and speaking. And one last.
Can you tell them apart?
I asked Francis Callier.
Okay.
That's the most famous Stephanie Miller Show story ever. When we were broadcasting together from the DMC. Kareem walked right by us, and Francis yelled, magic. That is the most confused, I'm going to say, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has ever looked. And also that it was a black lady that was yelling that out. He was like, I don't know.
That also led us to like a weeks-long discussion about whether they played on the same...
Right, and they did.
Yes.
Yeah, on
they
the same
did.
Team.
Yes.
And they did.
They did.
There is like several feet difference in them. They're, you know.
Are
like,
they?
Yeah.
Kareem's
yeah.
taller. I
He's like
he?
7 foot one or something.
Yeah, Kareem's taller than Magic,
John Pavlovitz, again, our friend in North Carolina, said Donald Trump is making the already horrific situation here in North Carolina far worse. Please reject him in November. We all deserve better. He also said, do not vote for Jill Stein or Cornel West unless you want Project 2025 to be implemented. Thank you, John. Okay. I have some fun guess the quotes just to break things up a little bit. Who said to me, drink responsibly means don't spill it?
Judy Jetson.
But I wish she could have.
Oh, well.
Elroy.
John Cleese, supposedly. Who said, remember, if you lose a sock in the dryer, it comes back as a Tupperware lid that doesn't fit any of your containers?
Elroy Jetson.
No.
John Cleese, that's funny.
He's and it's really funny. True. He's it's really funny. True. I don't understand what happens with Tupperware or the socks. I think they are somehow connected.
There are.
Yeah. I hate it when a couple argues in public. I miss the beginning, and I don't know whose side I'm on.
Rosie the Robot Maid.
It's John Cleese. It's a little levite in the middle of our murderously long election cycle. When I ask for directions, please don't use the words like east.
That's me.
Dino Flintstone.
No, same thing, John Cleese. All right. Oh, speaking of funny and, you know, talking America, I love this bit on Jimmy Kimmel. Do we have this 23?
All right.
Yes. America! It's horrible. Dirty. Filthy dirty. We are actually becoming a third world country.
You can't buy a car.
You walk down the street, you get mugged or you get shot.
The price of bacon has gone up 5 times. You can't order bacon.
The grocery stores are running out of food.
Worse than Honduras.
America. America.
America
has become a dirty, crime-ridden death trap. We're a failed nation.
The medians of our highways are crumbling.
The garbage is piled up and disgusting.
Crackers.
Crackers are up 40%.
People are living in hell.
The American dream is dead.
What a hateful. Thank you for those inspiring words, Mr. President.
Jim in Chicago. Hi, Jim. Welcome.
Mama, love you.
I love you.
Chris, Jody, hello. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Thank you.
This is your biggest Martha Stewartess / air mattress fan here in Chicago.
Good.
Thank you.
I may have slightly brushed against Chris and got a feel of his biceps.
What?
In Chicago.
Oh.
Oh, right, at the theater.
Very discreet.
Yeah. At the theater?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Not on a plane.
It's hard to walk anywhere near him and not touch his enormous arms somehow.
Yeah, they're just out there.
Yeah.
I apologize in advance. I've got dogs running over me.
Okay.
So I, over the last 2 weeks, have flown to Barcelona and London.
Nice. Barcelona.
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 Barcelona. And we were all stunned. Going to the hotel and going back to the airport, we saw Harris signs everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's not just us. It's everywhere.
Oh, my God. The whole world is waiting with bated breath.
Yeah.
You know what they have in Barcelona?
Barcelona.
You know what kind of rights?
Individuals?
Yes.
And then onto Ibiza.
What? Ibiza. Onto Ibiza from Barcelona. Okay.
That's fun. I want to do that all morning.
Just that. Go watch the bird dances again.
It's very long.
Don't you feel
like it was a very long video. I watched
don't
like 5 seconds.
You need a mental break from politics. That's just, you know, animal videos are my thing.
That's what Grey's Anatomy's for. It's back.
Oh, it is? Mm-hmm. Oh.
You're two episodes
Where's
down.
The new ones?
ABC.
On ABC.
Oh, fantastic. You're down two.
I go on like a spate with my insomnia. For some reason, Naomi Watts is in every single movie I've watched for the last
Katherine Heigl.
Week. What? Why? Why? I don't.
What
she's
movies
very
have
good.
You watched?
She's very I don't. Good. Who can remember?
Okay. Have you seen The Swans?
Yeah. Ooh. No. Ooh. But I saw somebody dancing like a swan on TikTok.
Oh, my God.
Vinny tweets, all I want for Christmas is for the mangled apricot lard biscuit to be behind bars.
That's good.
I don't know why. That's new. Right. That's new. Apricot lard biscuit. I like it.
It's good.
Dumb nicknames, bird dances. And Marie in Atlanta. What else do you need?
And
a pita. By way of Barcelona.
Thanks for taking my call. Uh-huh. Regarding all of this stuff with the hurricanes, I don't want to be confused as victim blaming. I'm certainly not. But it looks like we're going to have a conga line of hurricanes this season. So really important, the reason that FEMA can't get there immediately is they can't position things too close. Otherwise, the things that they position could be damaged or destroyed. So people really do need to prepare a readiness kit.
Yeah.
That's available on ready.gov or Spanish, listo.gov. And
you know,
put your
I was going to say, Rude Pundit made a point. You know that we react as we should, obviously, to the insanity of our gun violence. But this climate change that we there's no conversation ever about. You know, doing that, like that. This is just unbelievable, the amount and the ferocity of these storms, and we just are like, oh well.
Yeah. You, absolutely, and that's the thing, Stephanie. You know, the area that was hit was not designed for hurricane strength, wind and rain, and all of that comes with a hurricane. It's most of what we would get is tropical depression, tropical storm. So yeah, you know, water, heavy rain, yeah, but not with the kind of force that comes with a hurricane.
Yeah.
Our infrastructure in places is built for the kinds of catastrophes that are sort of expected.
Yeah.
So now we're going to have a problem with infrastructure all over the country as disasters become more common in places where they were previously uncommon.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to be asking for more of that socialism in the red states.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love this picture of Ron DeSantis just looking down, sitting next to President Biden. It says, when you spent your allowance sending immigrants from San Antonio to Martha's Vineyard and you have to ask your Uncle Joe for more socialism. Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Stelter tweeted, false claims about the federal response to Hurricane Helene are spreading out of control on social media, hampering recovery efforts in hard-hit areas, according to local officials.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The Charlotte op-ed from the Charlotte Observer, where my sister lives in the Charlotte area, shame on Donald Trump for worsening North Carolina's Helene tragedy with political lies.
Yep.
And this one, Will Bunch wrote a piece. It's just, the party of abortion and book bans cares deeply about one freedom under the Constitution, the right to lie. A GOP war on experts, fact checks, as part of a wildly successful campaign to tell big lies about migrants, etc., and wreck America. I keep saying it. It's a cancer. It is just a cancer. This is why I needed this. Chris, who said, there is always light. If only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
George Jetson.
No! Poet Amanda Gorman. I just love that. We have to be the light right now. We have to be the light.
George, clap. George Jetson spoke almost
Tinkerbell will live, and almost. Our democracy will live. Pardon me?
George Jetson spoke almost as
close.
No one cares about your theme, except Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill cares.
Because he's super nice.
Oh, is he just patronizing me?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
He's patronizing
you. It's good what you're doing. It's real good. Okay, I need the thing.
Oh. Okay.
By the way, Kyle tweets, Trump would be the oldest president ever by the end of his second term, but a month out from election, he has still not made public his medical records.
Oh, shocker.
Refusing to release even the most basic information about his health. He said this summer he would make them public. Can you name me one thing he has said that is true in the last several months?
His name?
Has he said that? I don't think he ever says his name. This is like every day. Reporter, Trump is accusing the Biden administration of using FEMA funds to support undocumented immigrants. Karine Jean-Pierre said the Washington Post fact checker did a piece and the headline was, no, Biden did not take FEMA relief money to use on migrants, but Trump did. I'll leave it there. Thank you, Karine Jean-Pierre. Okay. We have Brian Tyler Cohen coming up in just a bit, 19 minutes after the hour. This is exhausting. My chiffon was wet, like I don't even know how many news cycles ago. This portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe, right? We both have it.
Learned our lesson.
Pardon me?
You learned our lesson.
Yes. Under lessons learned, I went to sleep too early, didn't think I was going to bed yet, didn't turn it on. Okay, listen, had a little bit of a home breaking.
A little bit?
A little bit. Okay, the point is, turn it on. Yeah. Get your door sensors, your window sensors. You got Fast Protect monitoring and Live Guard protection. Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, can even see and speak to intruders and stop them in their tracks. You will never be locked into a long-term contract. You can cancel any time. Pricing transparent and affordable, less than a buck a day. That is a bargoon. And Simply Safe has been named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. What are you doing diddling around with other companies? Pooh. Also, best home customer service in home security, according to Newsweek. So there, protect your home with 50% off a new Simply Safe system right now, plus a free indoor security camera when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. That is SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source I trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started right now. Visit CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. That's CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CBDistillery.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy birthday to the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. 20 years ago, Overture opened to the public in part thanks to a $205 million donation from Jerry Fauci, a local philanthropist. It's still the single largest support for the arts in American history. Chief Artistic Experience Officer Tim Sowers has been there for almost all of it, including its growth to 7 state-of-the-art performance spaces.
I've been here 16 of the 20, and it's been really fun watching the organization and the center grow and, you know, getting top-notch talent every year. And it really brings artists from around the world to Madison and then all the local artists that we support.
Reinvesting in the infrastructure of the Overture is next with the capital campaign about to get underway. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Tell me lies, tell me lies. Oh, no, no, you can't disguise. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Yes, our good friend Olivia Troy. We have so many good new friends, don't we?
We do.
Oh, our new best friends. But she was, she basically was saying, she shed new light on Trump's politicized approach to disaster relief. She explained how difficult it could be to try to get to help out Americans suffering from natural disasters because Trump would sit on emergency declarations for days. I mean, the balls he has to lie about the, by all accounts, spectacular response from the Biden administration to this latest hurricane. She said there were numerous situations where the government apparatus that does the whole disaster relief declaration process would come to a halt because the disaster declaration that needed to be signed by the president was sitting on Trump's desk. And then we talked about this when Pence was flying out to California to help us. Pence had to say, can you get him to sign it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. Midas Touch says the New York Times finally did a story on Trump's cognitive decline. It's currently the main story on their site. He rambles, repeats himself. He roams from thought to thought. Some of them hard to understand. Some of them unfinished. Some of them factually fantastical. He voices that would be lies would be an easier
lies.
Way to say that.
Yeah, it would be.
He voices outlandish claims that seem to be made up out of whole cloth.
Lying.
He digresses into bizarre tangents about golf, sharks, about his own beautiful body. He rambles, he repeats himself, he roams from thought to thought. I mean, it's now a warning? Thanks, New York Times, for catching up.
Now a warning?
Greg in North Carolina. Hey, Greg.
Yeah, you were talking about the response. I'm reading from a Newsweek article on a CNN story yesterday that says, still no FEMA, still no military.
What?
Volunteers plastiline response on CNN. During a CNN interview, on Sunday afternoon, volunteer pilots and relief organizations criticized the federal government's response to Hurricane Helene, saying there's still no FEMA or
that's
military
completely
help
that's incorrect.
West,
that's completely bolt. It is. I swear to God, this is what's going to ramp up before the election. Mm-hmm. Paid callers like that sound like they're reading from something.
Yep.
It's just complete. We played the entire CNN fact check from Brian Stelter.
Mm-hmm.
None of that stuff is true.
Nope.
Yes.
Also, Newsweek hasn't been a legitimate news source for years.
Well,
they haven't published a magazine.
Nobody is saying that. Nobody is criticizing the federal response. It's it's made up completely of lies. Where am I? I'm sorry. Oh, I had actually I had more on that.
Oh,
Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton says she's donating $1 million from my own personal bank account towards Hurricane Helene recovery efforts. She adds her various businesses and foundations are matching her personal donation with another $1 million.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
In a world of Elon Musk's, be it Dolly Parton.
Yep.
Mm. Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue.
Hey there. There was your ears should have been burning yesterday because our the wonderful MOOC Davidoff from Boston was in town, and Peter and I took him out, and we spent a lot of time laughing and talking about all of you in the best possible way.
Yay!
But I do want to say today is October 7th. It is the 1 year since the horrendous massacre of 1,200 innocent Israelis by Hamas. Hamas and Hezbollah are terrorist organizations. They brutally kill their own. Hamas has spent over $16 million of humanitarian aid to build underground bunkers. Not one penny for the Gazan people. So while they have allowed, people have allowed their empathy, as Hal Sparks says, to be weaponized.
Yeah.
This incredible rise of anti-Semitism is directly proportional to the lies that they continue to spew.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. All right, 29 minutes after the hour.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Madison's Camp Randall Football Stadium is getting ready to host its first concert in 28 years. The UW Athletic Department says Coldplay will bring its world tour to Madison sometime next year. The last concerts at Camp Randall were back in 1997 with the Rolling Stones and U2. The Marquette poll shows voter divisions are starker now than the last two election cycles. Sharonda Orridge of Minneapolis says she's voting for Kamala Harris because she's concerned about preserving democracy.
It's closer to my vision than what I see for Donald Trump, because he don't see people. He just see himself.
46% of Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll they've stopped talking to some people they know because of politics. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. Another popular Madison restaurant is going out of business. The owners of the burger restaurant Deluxe say they're closing their doors for good at the end of the month. A Facebook post says the lease on their space is coming up and they've decided not to renew it. Deluxe first opened in 2012, specializing in unique smash burgers. Deluxe will keep their usual hours through the night of the 30th. The Ho-Chunk Nation hosted the first annual Dejope Four Lakes Powwow in Monona over the weekend. The public event celebrated Native American culture through dancing, socializing, singing, and honoring heritage. Organizers say events like these allow people from all walks of life to learn about indigenous history. Organizers say there are 11 tribes in Wisconsin, each one with their own distinct dialect. Indigenous Peoples Day is 1 week from today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have a bit of a fall-like start on the way this week, but we're going to warm it back up into the low 80s by late week. Today, mostly sunny, high today of only 64. Tonight, 41. Tomorrow, sunshine, 70. By Wednesday, sunny, high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago film critic and historian Maria Gates, and Heather Heil from the Green Bay Children's Museum joins me in studio to discuss upcoming events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio described today's jobs report as having fake numbers. What do you make of that, and how worried are you that many Americans are hearing that the jobs numbers aren't real?
Look,
I'm going to be very careful here. If you notice, anything the MAGA Republicans don't like, they call fake. Anything. The job numbers are what the job numbers are. They're real. They're sincere. They're what we are. And by the way, just look at how the EU talks about us, how they like to have an economy like ours. Let's talk about the rest of the world looks at us and what we're doing. So I don't want to get going.
How many people have bets that Dark Brandon with zero F's left to give is going to emerge sometime before the election?
Sometime
he's going to call
election.
Someone a stick.
I think after the election he'll be more like that. He's not going to hedge his bets right
then
now.
Dan is total lame duckitude.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
How about this, kids? New President Obama will campaign for Vice President Harris in Pittsburgh. Next week, his first time as a battleground surrogate for her. The event will launch a much larger effort by Obama, who intends to ramp up his campaign for Harris for the rest of the election cycle. Barack Obama's in the house, everybody.
Woo!
Right? It's now we're getting serious. Let's go! Okay. Oh, this is Kathy in Skeeterville.
Okay.
Arkansas. Hi, Steph, Chris, and Jody. Chris, it's for you.
Hello.
I hate to say you're wrong, Chris, but Skeeterville is indeed a real place. It stretches from the Oklahoma border to the Tennessee line and north, south from Missouri to Louisiana. Now for your Skeeterville report.
Okay.
4 years ago, the state was covered in Trump crap and idiot driving jacked up pickup trucks flapping those ridiculous Trump flags. This year, we hardly see any of that. However, Harris Walt signs are everywhere. It makes this old liberal heart sore with happiness. Of course, it's not likely Skeeterville will turn blue, but what a joy it would be to see Sarah Huckabee Sanders go apoplectic if it did. Fingers crossed. P.S. Steph, I'm the one who sent you Rowdy Beaver thong years ago for your beaver stack. Thank you, Kathy.
I have a Rowdy Beaver thong.
Okay. Okay, Skeeterville's real.
Left-wing Nazi.
In 2011, we told you about Skeeter.
He's going to take our guns away.
Afflicted with Obama derangement syndrome,
socialist.
People like Skeeter have little or no connection to reality.
He hates small business.
In 2012, despite many breakthroughs, Skeeter's condition has worsened.
He's part of the gay agenda.
The good news is,
Stalin.
You can help.
He's all uppity.
We're proud to announce the formation of Skeeter PAC.
Born in Kenya.
A political action committee dedicated to countering the effects of Obama derangement syndrome.
All he does is golf.
For those who need it the most.
Take vacation.
With your donation, we can put people with ODS in special rooms with newspapers, books, and other fact-based information.
Like the pictures.
Which can be read by, or in the case of Skeeter, read to Obama derangement syndrome sufferers.
He's not Anglo-Saxon.
Won't you help?
I need more ammo.
Skeeter didn't build his condition by himself.
Roads and bridges are communist.
And Obama derangement syndrome won't end without
that
your
Rachel
help.
Maddow was a guy.
Please give today.
Hitler.
To Skeeter Pat. Paid for by friends of Skeeter.
Support Skeeterville.
Yeah. By the way, I loved Kamala Harris's answer to Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying she's not humble. She said, I don't aspire to be humble. This isn't the 1950s. Right.
Exactly.
Women don't. We get your code word for uppity, too, by the way. Sarah, blah, blah, blah. Okay. By the way, everything they say literally is a projection, right?
Yep.
A judge has rejected a lawsuit filed by the Republican Party officials in Georgia that sought to cast doubt on the security of voting machines that will be used across that state in the upcoming 2024 election. Oh, how's about this? Michigan voters in a deep red county accused of trying to vote multiple times. Every time there's a story, it's Republicans.
Yep.
A top law enforcement official in Michigan, Attorney General Dana Nessel, announced felony charges against seven residents of a predominant Republican county on accusations of voter fraud. This is in Macomb County. They're accused of trying to vote a second time. By the way, did you see Elon Musk's mother?
Yep.
Yes.
Mae Musk.
That's her name, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
She tweeted, "The Democrats have given us another option. You don't have to register to vote.
Right.
On election day, have 10 fake names, go to 10 polling booths and vote 10 times. That's 100 votes and it's not illegal. Maybe we should work the system too." Completely illegal.
Uh-huh.
And again, every time there's one of these stories, it's Republicans. It's right. In the villages. Mm-hmm. It's people trying to use their, you know, dead wife or mother's name to vote for Trump.
Mae Musk looks like a supervillain. Have you seen her?
No.
She looks like
Rob and I were driving yesterday. You know what's stupid? Stupid. Those Elon Musk, what are they, cyber trucks?
Oh, those are just stupid.
Oh, they're so ugly. They've been recalled because of back mirror or something.
Oh, they don't stop? I mean, they're just...
they're ugly.
Yeah, like
that's Mae Musk.
Yikes. Jinkies.
Uh-huh. Are you okay?
Yeah,
I don't have a cough button, so I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, we're working on that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see.
A lot to work on.
Musk, good God. Musk praised Trump for his demeanor in the moments after he was shot.
Lordy.
Slamming President Biden for not being able to climb a flight of stairs. Okay, he's not running against Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Kamala Harris run upstairs in her chucks? Shut up. Oh, my God. This big doughy load with dancing. What is he wearing? Like a midi shirt?
I know. What
with that gut?
About?
What is going on? He said, as you can see, I'm not just MAGA. I'm dark MAGA.
Ugh.
Ooh, you're so cool. He said the true test of someone's character is how they behave under fire. And we had one president who couldn't climb a flight of stairs and another who was fist pumping after getting shot. Oh, please. Please. And then he said, again, just solid lies. The other side wants to take away your freedom of speech.
Nope.
They want to take away your right to bear arms. They want to take away your right to vote. Oh, my God. It's all projection. We just have to, like, steel ourselves that this is going to be. Okay.
We have to vote.
He said President Trump must win to preserve the Constitution. The guy who says he wants to just get rid of it, right? He must win to preserve democracy in America. The guy who wants to end democracy in America. He said, text people now, make sure they actually do vote. If they don't vote, this will be the last election. That's my prediction. That's if Trump won. Oh, my God, the projection. I can't.
You're going to explode, aren't you?
Yeah. She's going to explode, and then I have a yacht.
Yeah, that's
Someone
true.
Get me some bird dance videos immediately. This one. But, oh, by the way, I thanked Mark Elias on, was it Threads on Threads? I said, this nation will never be able to thank you enough.
I saw that, yeah.
Oh, my God. He is just literally doing the Lord's work. Voter registration groups helping new prospective voters navigate the bureaucracy of adding their names to voter rolls are now having to contend with conservative activists harassing them. According to the New York Times, Latino voter registration in Arizona is being complicated by the far right ahead of the election. The Heritage Foundation. There they are behind the Project 2025. Now deputizing conservatives to follow and film people helping Hispanic residents of swing states get registered ahead of the November election. One analyst said, I've seen a lot of intimidation on the front lines. My canvassers have been filmed. They've been yelled at. They're coming after us. They had to reiterate once again, you cannot register anyone to vote who's not a citizen. It's already illegal.
Exactly.
They're just lying. They are lying. Donald Trump wants to sit on the throne of lies. Do you know what I'm saying? He literally wants to be a king. And he will sit on a throne of lies.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Oh, God. Leo in Columbia, South Carolina. Hello. Hi, Leo.
Hi. I wanted to call about the hurricane hitting western North Carolina. I'm in Columbia now, but I spent 18 years for the sake of leaving. I know tons of people who are still there. They've received tons of FEMA aid, but also I'm a cop in Columbia. Or actually upstate South Carolina, and I'm talking to so many people up here who are like the few bright spots we have in upstate South Carolina is they just airlifted their parents out of West North Carolina, Chimney Rock, where they have zero infrastructure.
Right.
So everything saying no FEMA aid is 100% a lie, and I do think in the long run it's going to hurt them. There's a huge movement on social media right now to stop the lies because it is hurting people.
It's hurting people that need help. Thank you, Leo. Yeah, absolutely. By the way, the creme brulee is safe at Bouchon.
Oh, you got a hold of her. Okay,
yes, Montiel is fine. They're dealing with no power everywhere else. But
they're going to get hit again.
And thank God their house, all their people's, their restaurant.
And no power means you can't go to an ATM to draw cash. And it's just, it's horrible.
Yep. One last guess. The quote, who said every accusation is a confession from the Republicans? The only president who did take funds that were supposed to go to disaster relief and move them to dealing with the border was Donald Trump. Who said that?
Jane Jetson.
No, our new best DNC friend, Jessica Tarlov.
Oh.
Who also does the Lord's work.
Bestie
on Fox
stretching
News.
It.
Really pushing it.
Yeah.
Everyone we meet once is our new best friend.
Is that how it works?
Yes.
Okay.
Speaking of which, Governor Walz, Tim Walz, the coach, went on Fox News yesterday, did quite well.
Minnesota ranks as a top five business state. We rank as a top three state for children living, and we're the top state for healthcare access. I would also add this. We also have some of the safest roads. Look, the vice president has made it clear that she has policies that make a difference. Her border policies are the most strongest, the fairest we've seen. It's
but now, Governor, you know a lot of people, including your own party, would not join that statement. There are millions of people who have come here over the last few years that, they see this as an open...
What?
Open border.
I just see, Chris, people have a lot stronger constitution than I do going Fox News.
You wouldn't want to talk to Shannon Bree?
No.
James Langford in Oklahoma, the Border Patrol agents, the Wall Street Journal, the Chamber of Commerce, all said pass this legislation. You have to have Congress to authorize 1,500 new border agents. You have to have Congress to authorize DOJ to speed adjudications on these asylum claims. Those are things that would actually work. Donald Trump told us for 4 years he would deal with this. He didn't. He didn't build his wall, 2%. Mexico didn't pay for it. This is a real bill that has bipartisan support, it has the experts on board, and it starts to tackle these issues.
You know, Chris, here's the thing. You're the of the everyone should go on Fox News, blah, blah, blah. It's just, but I don't know if it makes a difference. They're in such a cult. They don't believe. You're like, oh, we got all those facts out. I don't think they believe it.
It's
they
better
think
to hear
he
them
has
not.
Them conditioned that it's
right.
fake news.
I know
anything a Democrat says is a lie.
I know it's a stereotype that just MAGA people watch Fox News, but that's not really true.
That's very true.
There are a lot of
some of us hate watch once in a while.
There are a lot of undecideds that do watch Fox News, and those people are reachable. And by him going on Fox News, he talked to them directly. And I think it's admirable.
I will take any dollop of journalism anywhere I can get it. Fox News, Howard Kurtz, fact check Corey Lewandowski. They keep trying to do this lie that Hillary Clinton didn't concede, which she did the day after the election.
She did.
He said Hillary Clinton called him an illegitimate president. Well, that's true. Sorry. We know members of Congress refused to show up at his inauguration because they said he wasn't properly elected. It was Russian interference. True, true, and true. But none of them tried to overthrow the Capitol
right.
and beat Capitol police officers. Howard Kurtz said, I do have to point out, while Hillary Clinton said those things, she did concede the election the next day. It's completely different than inciting violence and everything that just came out in the Jack Smith filing. Joe Scarborough warned that Trump is looking increasingly desperate and preparing for civil war. In reaction to his speeches and J.D. Vance's this weekend, he's described them as a fire hose of falsehoods about the 2020 election. He said it's un-American. He said they floated the idea that maybe even Democrats were involved in the assassination attempts. He said the level of un-American activity you just saw is stunning. This is un-American. They know they're lying. Donald Trump knows that's a lie. This is an increasingly desperate person, an increasingly desperate family who is preparing for civil war. They just are. This is going to take all the, intestinal fortitude that we have over the next, how many days? Is it 30?
30.
Less than that.
Less than that now, yeah.
29, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Oh, this is where I can escape the world into my Cozy Earth pajamas, into my Cozy Earth sheets, with my Cozy Earth duvet cover. Okay. It's this fall. Stay cozy with Cozy Earth. Luxury meets comfort. Every product turns your home into a sanctuary.
Do you have to say it like that?
Yes. She does.
Okay. Yes, I do. Bamboo sheet set. OMG. 100% premium viscose from bamboo. Incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They get softer with every wash. Oh, my God. That was my imagination. The women's bamboo pajama set, a must. Lightweight stretch knit design, drapes beautifully, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeping you just the right temperature all night long. Wrap yourself in luxury
and a sanctuary.
That's right.
Now we're really annoying because we're both talking like this. Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
She's your human Prozac. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The world needs change. We know this. We need to make our world more just and sustainable, more fair and equal. How do we do it? We work together every day to make change where we can. That's what Credo Mobile does. They're the one phone company in America that cares about our world as much as you do. That's why they've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, and Transgender Law Center. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get all you want from your phone company, a great reliable network, competitive plans, good deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and you'll get much more. You'll get an easy, effective way to make change in the world. Switching to Credo is easy. You bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com. And hey, Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com. Or give us a call at 877-346-0516. CredoMobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Well, because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by The fact that, did you know, well, you know this, Chris, what? Is the official atheist of the Stephanie Miller Show. Do you know a third of Americans have no religion? At least 34% of Gen Z, like me, are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal, your rights, your freedoms, your future. They're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511. Receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511. Or, once again, FFRF.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply. 55 minutes after the hour, I tweeted, oh my God, 40 miles, 1,500 feet of climbing, 3.5 hours ride time with my Major Terrell Los Angeles team. And Liz said, seriously, all that biking can't be good for your JJ. Well, thank you, Liz, for your concern, but it's not like I'm using it anyway, so.
Yeah, that's kind of yeasty, isn't it?
No!
They're stuffy. Oh, you're so gross.
Chuck, I'm not the one with the yeast.
I don't have yeast.
Hi, Chuck in San Francisco. Hi.
Good morning from hottest balls, San Francisco.
I saw that it hit 100 degrees in the city.
Wow.
And none of us have air conditioning.
Right, nobody has air conditioning.
That would be yeasty.
Yeah. Nobody has air conditioning in San Francisco.
Can I put a lightly used vagina on eBay?
Does anyone know?
No.
Sorry, Chuck.
People used to think you didn't need it in Santa Monica either.
Hiya, Chuck.
Are you surviving?
You can make sourdough bread from the yeast. I don't know. But I have a federal disaster worker, and I can tell you for a fact there's tons and tons of help going to the hurricane.
Right.
But the things we hate, the thing we hate the most as a disaster worker is when politicians show up for a photo op, because we have to stop working for security. And the person who knew that was Barack Obama. He did not show up because he knew we had to stop working. When Shrub Bush showed up at Katrina, patient care stopped. Yeah. And all of a sudden, power showed up. And when he left, all the power went away. So
it's always a stunt.
Shows up.
He did it just so he could go, where's Biden and Harris? You know, and it's like they're respecting the responders on the ground and the officials on the ground. Can I just say episode 1,600, 538 of It's a Cult, It's a Cult, It's a Cult. During a town hall in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Trump sat down with Anna Paulina Lunatic.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Luna for short. Luna. It's short for lunatic, of course. And it was informed there was a man in the audience who wanted to give Trump a small token of appreciation. It turns out it was the man's Purple Heart.
A Vietnam vet on top of it all.
I know, to Captain Bone Spurs, who was too much of a coward to serve.
Yep.
And deferments he had.
Thank you. And so, remember when he said, I always wanted a Purple Heart? No, first of all, you'd have to serve. And secondly, you'd have to be grievously injured. No one wants
it. Nobody wants it.
I got that double headache in my eyes thing again. Boy. Barney in Michigan. Hello, Barney.
Hey, guys. Long time no talk.
Yes.
I don't have the words anymore. There are no words in any language.
Me neither. I'm a talk show host.
Oh boy.
Thank you. And I'm a big blabby ass gay who has cojones the size of bowling balls, because we've had to in the past 8 years.
Yeah.
But my husband just told me that the Fourth Reich, and we all know who the Fourth Reich is, of course, the Fourth Reich has, across the country, I guess, has already filed, and we're not even done with the actual election is still less than a month away.
Yep.
They've already filed 100 election losses.
They already have. Yes.
Thank you. The effery has begun.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend happenings news-wise and also a little sports and get you ready for the week ahead. Don't miss it. Join us right here on 7 Media.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the Civic Media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice, and for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.